Welcome everyone to the Free Money Podcast. I have no idea what edition this is, but we've been off for a few weeks and we are glad to be back for a little Super Bowl edition. I'm Matt Jones. Drew Franklin is here. Jay in Linden is here as well. We've been trying to get this recorded for the last two or three days, but I had to drive, get out of snow. Then Jay had like 43 basketball games for his children. And then today was my conference with many wrestlers. But now we're finally here, Drew, and ready to get talking about some Super Bowl wagers.
Yeah, and I'm hoping this podcast will get me kind of in the Super Bowl mood because it's here, but we haven't had the week of all the fun and the stories and, you know, media day. They're there all day long with coverage. So it doesn't really feel like the Super Bowl, but maybe some of these prop bets will get us excited.
That's really kind of been true about every event, hasn't it?
Like,
there's nothing that really feels like what it normally feels like. But I mean, we've had the Super Bowl of the stock market over the last couple of weeks with AMC and GameStop. And we'll talk about that a little later. I had a really good day today on the stock market, and so I'm in a good mood. But we're going to lose all of this money on the Super Bowl. So Jay,
we're going to lose all this money. Let's have a little faith.
I will. I'm going to do other things to make money just to lose it all in sports gambling. And then it all evens out in the end. Although I will say I'm on a 14-3 run on my ESPN picks on my radio show. So that's really the only thing I've been good at. Jay, hope you're doing well. Let's get some Super Bowl wagering.
Well, let's just start with the basic stuff. And I put in a lot of research, Matt, so I hope you're going to be impressed. We'll see if I make a mistake. I probably will. But the first question I was going to ask you all is, do you know why the Super Bowl uses Roman numerals?
Is this a bet? Over, under, why? why does the Super Bowl use Roman numerals? I feel like that's a joke. Because...
No, it's legit. It's a legit thing.
Drew, do you know?
I do not know.
What's the answer?
So the NFL started this after Super Bowl V because they thought it was confusing because the calendar year doesn't coincide with the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is always in January. So it would, you know, the 2021 Super Bowl winner was the 2020. So in the fifth Super Bowl, they started the Roman numerals, retroed it. So that's the history of the Roman numerals.
But I don't understand that exactly. Like, if it's Roman numerals, I still say Super Bowl VII.
Oh, Drew, I thought he would be more impressed by that, but that's okay. It's no big deal.
This year it's very confusing because the logo where they have the trophy, it looks like it says Super Bowl Live or Super Bowl Live. I think they should ditch the Roman numerals.
The good thing is the fact that the Super Bowl led WrestleMania to do the same thing, and I know my Roman numerals pretty much solely because of the Super Bowl and WrestleMania. So it's the only numerical system outside the Arabian one that I know. And the Arabian one, I think, is, of course, the one we use. But good start.
So we're going to start the spread right now in the Super Bowl. It's Kansas City -3. The over-under is 55.5. And I'm going to throw a couple stats at you. Kansas City actually is only 8-10 against the spread this year, which is not very good for a team in the Super Bowl. Andy Reid is really strong off a weak layoff. Kansas City leads the NFL in third quarter point differential. Okay, Tampa Bay is a fifth seed. This is the fifth time it's happened that a fifth seed or worse has made the Super Bowl since the 79 expansion. But every time a fifth seed or worse has made it, they have actually won the Super Bowl. Tom Brady's 6-3 in the Super Bowl. He's 4-5 against the spread. Tampa Bay, all road games leading in to play at home for the first time in the history of the Super Bowl. And Tampa Bay leads the NFL in fourth quarter point differential. So again, Matt, we got Kansas City -3, over under 55.5.
Yeah, the most interesting of those stats to me is the fact that every time a fifth or sixth seed makes it, they win. I find that sort of an odd thing because presumably they're not as good a teams, and yet they always win. The one I can remember is the Giants did that. I think the Ravens did that one year. But I still like the Chiefs, and I like it, like them big. I think the Chiefs are the best team by far. The 8-10 against the spread is weird, but I think it's because in a lot of these games they've been close for no reason. But to me, the fact that they're, what, 14-2, and then the one game didn't even matter, they weren't even trying. The fact that their record is so good while they're 8-10 against the spread says to me that when it's time to play, they play, Drew. So I'm taking the Chiefs big, actually. And I think I like the over, although I probably would not bet it because I don't know if Tampa Bay, how good they're going to be. But I'm going to say Chiefs big, -3.
I also like the Chiefs so much that I have already bet it. Been done for a couple of days now. On the over-under, I'm torn. I could see these guys going back and forth. We got a little Jordan-LeBron situation. I'm not sure if you've heard that comparison yet while watching ESPN. But I could see those guys going back and forth and really lighting it up, or I could see it being a low-scoring game. So I'm completely conflicted on that. For the sake of the show, I'll say under, but I'm not putting any money on it.
So my original inclination here, I was going to go two ways. My first thought was tease the under up to 61.5 and take Tampa Bay +9. But I'm in agreement with you. I've switched. I've already bet Kansas City, and I've bet Kansas City on the money line as well.
So you were going to tease the Chiefs. Yeah, you were going to tease the Bucks, and you flipped all the way to just picking the Chiefs to win. That's an interesting flip. They generally say to not pick the money line unless the team is a 3.5-point favorite or more. But Jay, I don't think you should follow rules because rules were meant to be broken. Since the last time we were on here, we've realized that rules don't even exist anymore in society, no matter what realm we're talking about. So I think you should do the money line. So we all agree Chiefs cover. So that probably means Tampa Bay wins, Drew.
Yeah, just hit me, though. Do we need to be saying big game? Are we okay?
I don't buy that nonsense. I want the Super Bowl lawyers to come sue me for saying, come watch the Super Bowl at KS Bar. Bring it on. I'll take, Dominion sued Rudy Giuliani. Well, sue me, Super Bowl. I do not believe that they can own the name of an event. They can own it for purposes of like shirts, but you cannot make me not say the name of the event. Am I not allowed to say like Olympics? Forget it.
Just for the record, I don't want to be part of that lawsuit.
Well, don't.
That and I are experienced. We're
don't say sue me, Super Bowl, because I say you should go to the Super Bowl at KS Bar and Grill. It will be a big game.
It's a good ad. Might save
the
video.
Glad you liked it. All right, Jay, give us some other potential picks.
So I want to just talk about just what I would consider legit bets, but typically stuff you only bet in the Super Bowl. But Matt, I actually came up with a UK prop bet that I want people on Twitter to see what side they're on. Total number of Patrick Mahomes TDs versus UK basketball wins the rest of the year. Which one's going to be higher?
Oh, man.
So not Chiefs TDs. It's TDs that Patrick Mahomes himself throws.
Correct.
Or runs.
I think UK, I like UK wins in that one. I think UK is going to win 4 or 5 more games. I feel pretty good about that. They're going to beat Vandy. They're going to beat South Carolina. They're going to beat A&M. They'll win another one somewhere. They'll win a game in the SEC tournament. So I'm going to say 5 wins at least in the basketball. I don't think Mahomes is throwing for 5 touchdowns. So I'm going to go Kentucky for that one, Drew.
What if I combine Brady and Mahomes TDs?
Well, then I'm closer because then I think there's a chance they might combine for more than 5. That's tougher. I don't know. I think I probably at that point take Brady and Mahomes together. Drew, what about you?
I hate to do this, but I think I would take Mahomes by himself. I can see him.
Take Mahomes by himself.
I can see him getting 4 or 5, and I have Kentucky at 3 in my mind.
3.
You have Kentucky much higher than me, so.
Well, I mean, you don't think we'll beat Ole Miss?
We could beat Ole Miss. I said we'll get 3.
Okay, what about Vandy?
Maybe, if they play well.
All right, what about South Carolina?
Maybe.
What about Texas A&M?
All those are coin flips to me.
You think every game left is a coin flip?
Did you see them play Georgia, a team that is not good?
That's true. But I saw them play Florida, and that's why I'm still holding out Final Four tickets in Indianapolis.
Would you rather have AMC stock or Final Four tickets in Indianapolis right now?
Ooh, that's a really good question. For how long? How long do I have the AMC stock?
I don't know.
I think the AMC stock has about another week in it. I think the question would be, would you rather have Final Four tickets to see Kentucky or AMC stock at the Final Four?
I would just take some NIT tickets, to be honest, out of the whole bunch.
Yeah, I think we have a better chance of making the NCAA than the NIT, because we have a worse chance. We have a better chance of winning the SEC tournament than finishing with a winning record, I think. So, Jay, what else?
One of the bets I like is the first to score. So do you all have any thoughts on that? Who would you bet first to score? I have the odds pulled up if you want to ask me any questions about it.
What are the odds?
Well, give me the player. So the first player to score.
First person to score.
First person to score a touchdown.
Okay, so if it's the first person to score a touchdown, then I want someone on the Chiefs. So I'm going to take Trevor Kelce. What is
Everybody's getting choppy on me. I'm going to go with the Buck. I think the Bucks would be more likely the two teams to receive. I just think Brady might want the ball in his last Super Bowl to start. I'll go Leonard Fournette. What are we looking at there?
Plus 1,000.
I'll do it.
I like that one. I don't think that's a bad pick. I like your strategy for who will get ball first. That's actually a pretty good one. Jay, what about you?
I actually read a big article that broke down the statistics of this. And this article said the best bet, as far as the numbers are concerned, is Kansas City defense or Tampa Bay defense. So I bet Kansas City defense +3,300, Tampa Bay +3,700, and then just to hedge my bet a little, I took Tariq Hill +600.
What article did you read that in? Like the Babylon Bee or something? Like what article is saying you should bet defense?
It was actually in The Athletic. So there.
Wow. Whoa. I think that was on,
what's,
I think read that on like a Facebook post where it's like newsbreaker.org or something like that.
I just want to know how good his gambling year has been, Mr. Athletic subscription over here.
Yeah, that's right. That's a lot of money you're throwing out there today.
No, it's really not. I changed my email to get the deal again, so we're good.
That's right. Can you just change your email every month and then you get it?
I got it for a year for like $12.
Yeah, there's no way, by the way, The Athletic is making money. I mean, no offense to any of them. How would that? They have like 9 million writers, Drew. I mean, they have like every day someone is putting up a post saying why they joined The Athletic.
Yeah, they do have a big squad, but got some star power over there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got Kyle.
Have Jay and Linden, though.
Well, yeah, what if they get Michael Bennett? Then things are really going to be rolling over for him. Okay, so that's first to score. What's our next prop bet?
So we've got the players and they're over under passing yards or rushing yards. And, you know, I think a lot of people are looking Mahomes passing yards over under is 329.5. Brady is 296.5. What are your thoughts on that?
I like the under for Brady. I think Brady will not throw for 296. I think you're going to have to run the ball. I think if you're Tampa Bay, you want to sort of have fewer possessions. You want to run clock because I don't think you can win a shootout. So I like the under for Brady. I probably would stay away from the Mahomes one, but if I was going to do it, Drew, I think I'd take the over because I think it's more likely than not he has a massive game.
Yeah, I kind of like the under on both, even though I do think they'll both play well. Those are pretty high numbers. If I'm going to pick one, I think Mahomes will get it. I'm counting on him to have a big game since I bet on the Chiefs and picked him against Kentucky basketball. So I'll go over on Mahomes, under on Brady.
Did you see the story that, you know, I guess Donald Trump ended the tradition of an interview. The president did interviews the day of the game, and Trump wouldn't do it. And so Biden's doing it again. And they said that Biden had a surprise for America during the interview. Here's my question for you, Drew. What would you say is the bet as to what could it possibly be?
Well, if it were just me and Joe Biden and he had a surprise, I feel like he'd pull like a quarter from behind my ear or some old man trick. I don't think he can do that to the nation.
Give you a Werther's original?
Yeah, he'd give me like a peppermint. I don't know how he could do something like that to the nation, but whatever it is, I think it'll be disappointing and it'll be something along those lines.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it would be. The only thing it would be good is like, I think it would be funny if he took his shirt off and did the truffle shuffle. I do think that would be a surprise to the nation that I would enjoy. But I just, when I heard he had a surprise for the nation, Jay, I can't imagine what a Joe Biden surprise would be that would have anyone being like, did you see what Joe Biden did? I just can't imagine what that would be.
His stock pick for the week.
Yeah, but I think that would be illegal if he gave a stock pick. I think that breaks some laws. But
I would put money on whatever stock tip a president gave. I would be in on that one immediately.
Have you noticed that there's like some hedge fund that is only like they have a whole thing that every time Elon Musk tweets, they just immediately buy that stock and then sell it 24 hours later, no matter what, and they've made like a ton of money doing that.
I mentioned this in passing on the show yesterday, but I was in bed after the UK game and couldn't sleep at 3:30, and he tweeted about Dogecoin, and I was like, I just want to see what it looks like, because, you know, that's not the stock market. That's at all hours, and it shot up so high, and then it started coming down, and then 30 minutes later, he tweeted about it again, and it went up again, and you could just watch as he tweeted how it would go up, and not going up a little bit, like 300%.
Yeah, maybe that's how he gets rich. He just manipulates cryptocurrency all the time. So, all
right, what's that much power?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you two more player over-unders. So I think it sounds like you're in agreement with me that Tampa Bay is going to rush. Fournette is over under 48.5 rushing yards. But here's something I bet, and I want y'all to guess, Tom Brady rushing yards for the Super Bowl. What's the over-under?
-3.
True.
I actually know this because I've already bet it. It's one of my two bets.
Half a yard. I've already gone over on Brady half a yard.
I went under. Oh, it's a showdown.
I definitely he's not going to run. In what scenario is he going to run? He's only going to get sacked.
He always does a quarterback sneak on third down when they're short.
But you don't think he's going to get sacked?
No, he gets rid of the ball too quick, man.
It's funny you brought that up. I've seriously made two prop bets out of all the millions of prop bets, and they're both relative to what you just brought up. I bet Brady under, and I bet Fournette over receptions is my prop bet of the game. So,
I like that.
Brady in the playoffs has rushed for 2 yards once and negative yards twice. Fun fact.
I want to go back to how many receptions for Fournette is the line?
3.5, but I think I saw it at 4 today. Or not think, I did see it at 4. So it moved up to 4.
So I'm going to take Fournette over on the 48 yards. One of the things I enjoy doing on the ESPN show is taking Joe Fortenbaugh. He like will give something, some pick, and I just act like I'm uber confident because it really makes him mad when I do it. When I'm like, dude, you should put your house on this. And he's always like, how can you say that? And I'm like, because it's obvious. That really frustrates him. So last for the playoffs, I did that with Fournette rushing yards. And it was like 43. And I go, dude, he's going to have like 43 at the end of the first quarter. And Joe was like, I don't think that's going to happen, Matt. And I was like, oh, yes. And then he almost did. So I'm doing Fournette over again.
Big Fournette game for us.
Yes. What's next?
Next is let's look at the quarter by quarter over under. Okay. So I'm going to go through here, and the first quarter over under is 10.5. Second quarter is 17. Third quarter is 12. Fourth quarter, 14.5. Now I'll go first here. There's something, and I feel strongly about this. I bet this in the championship games. I think the first quarter in the Super Bowl, you always go under. I think the teams come out tight. I think they're not going to go for it on fourth down. I think that they're okay punting. That I've already bet the under 10.5.
I like that one. I would go third quarter over. Because it feels like to me at halftime, you make the adjustments. The team that gets the ball first usually goes down and scores, do a little whoop-de-woo. I like third quarter over as my favorite pick of those. What about you, Drew?
I agree with Jay. I don't have the statistic, but the Super Bowl teams are historically bad in the first quarter with that slow start. I think for funsies, I'll go fourth quarter. Maybe they're just back and forth for who wins. So just to be different, I'll take that.
Does it make you sad that you use the word funsies, since clearly you got that from John Calipari? And like, is that
John? He's in my head. He lives in my head. He and Mikey in Indiana.
You were very upset about Mikey in Indiana. I saw you tweeted about it today.
Yeah. I'm like Cal. I need a good villain. And I haven't had one in quarantine. So Mikey in Indiana just caught me on the right day.
I can give you some villains. Come look at the text machine. Everybody that gets mad at me for saying that Iowa dudes were white guys from cornfields.
Hey, listen.
I am amazed that people got angry at that. Can I just say, how in the world could anyone get angry at that?
I think, especially since you've paid your dues going all over Iowa, you're a part Iowan in, how do you say that? Iowan in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you. If you turned on and saw those five Iowa starters walking down the street, would you go, I bet those dudes are good at basketball? Like, no one would say that. No one, right?
I don't disagree.
You should see the messages people write. And they're like, one person literally suggested, you think I'm kidding, that I take out an ad in the Des Moines paper and apologize.
Really? What's that, $22?
Can you imagine if I called the Des Moines paper and said, listen, I got to apologize for something. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I said the players from Iowa were white and raised on corn. And they were like, well, that's actually true, isn't it? So doesn't matter. I need to apologize right now. So
I think Des Moines, you can buy without the apology.
Des Moines Register, get ready for your ad. What's next?
Would you do either of these two bets? Oh, will there be an overtime? It actually opened at 10-1. It's down to 7-1. And then will there be a safety in the Super Bowl? It's plus 850.
I definitely would not do the safety, not with these two quarterbacks. So can I bet on there not being an overtime?
Sure, you can.
Like, probably too long.
If you could give me like 1 to 10 on betting on there not being an overtime, I'd take that. I'm not betting on there being an overtime. Like, that's so random. I would bet no on both. I would parlay a no on the safety and a no on the overtime. And I would feel very good about that, Drew.
I can't remember. It was one of the recent Super Bowls. There was a safety and one guy had put a ton of money on it. Kind of went viral. I just can't imagine having money and being like, you know what I'm going to bet it on? A safety in the Super Bowl, but it at least has paid out in the past.
Have you ever noticed that safety is the, and I think I've said this before, safety is the only referee's call that every human being does when it happens. Like every single player, and they always do the little teacup thing as soon as it happens. And it's like, nobody goes offsides or, you know, illegal shift. Like nobody makes the calls, but when a safety happens, everybody does the little, I'm a little teapot over their head. Why do you think that is, Drew?
I don't know. Now that you mentioned it, it definitely, the players on the field for sure, everybody at once, I guess defense scored some points. I have no idea.
And it's not a very manly signal, let me say. I mean, it's not, you can't, it is hard to look cool when you're making the safety sign.
Unless but you're the one that created the safety, you're not going to look cool doing it.
No, but they still do it. What's next?
I'm going to talk about some of the ridiculous stuff that you typically wouldn't bet, but only a Super Bowl.
Before you get to that, if we're going to move to ridiculous. Let's do a couple things here. Let's do our mid-show conversation. I need a Louisville restaurant recommendation.
I've got it dialed up, man. And Matt, if you haven't been to this place, you will absolutely love it. Frank's Meat and Produce on Preston Highway. If you see the place,
I've driven by there. That's good.
Their lunch specials are unbelievable. So, like, today their special was a chicken sandwich, a grilled chicken sandwich. It's enough to feed you, me, and Drew. Okay? I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Now, it's one of these places, a little intimidating. It's almost like the Soup Nazi episode. Like, you kind of got to know what you're doing. Don't try and order, like, weird stuff. Just stick with the basics. Okay? Don't get crazy. But I promise you, you will not be disappointed if you go to this place.
Is there somewhere in there to sit and eat, or is it like?
Oh, no. You get in a line, and I don't know how it is with COVID, but it's orderly. You get your food in a little box, and you head out.
So I have to eat in my car.
When it's warmer, they have picnic tables outside, but you wouldn't want to eat outside right now. It's too cold.
I've been to that place, and I've thought about it before because it sort of looks dirty but good, which I think is really good food.
Maybe they should use that as their ad. Dirty but good.
You look dirty. Tell me the name again. I didn't catch it in the beginning.
Frank's Meat and Produce.
Frank's Meat and Produce.
Frank's. Frank's on Preston.
Do they sell produce or is everything sandwiches?
No, they sell produce. They sell meat. And actually, it's good prices on meat. But their hot lunches are very well priced and awesome.
Get a hot lunch and a head of lettuce at the same time. I think I would very much enjoy that. Okay. Now, if you listen to the show back during the season, kind of before the stock market was cool, we were talking about it. And if you listened, you really could have made a lot of money from BNGO to SENS to Sundial. I mean, all these stocks that now everybody's like, yabbity do, you knew about them from here. And now, Drew, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I watch this stuff too much. I used to pick a bunch of them, and now I'm like, it's almost like it's like gambling, but much more fun because it's every moment of the day.
Yeah, I got really into it last March when there was nothing to do and it tanked. And I was like, well, heck, everything is a dollar. Let's just buy everything. All of 2020, I mean, I get up and I'm waiting on the bell and I'm reading about stuff and I've really taken an interest to it. And then this recent Robin Hood madness, I'm all about that. I don't know if anything will come from that, but I'm taking in everything I can if anything will come from them robbing us, because that's what happened. But stocks are my new gambling too. It's been fun.
Yeah, I feel like the one thing it's proved to me is that the stock market is completely stupid. Like our entire economy is based on really nonsense in some ways. I mean, like a bunch of dorks can go, oh, to the moon. And next thing you know, companies go through the roof. And that's really stupid. And it also suggests that there are ways to make money that don't involve anything resembling work. And I would argue that trading stocks is that. I mean, like, really, you're not doing anything productive in society. And it's actually kind of a shame. But I would say this, though, and I've said this for a while on this show and otherwise. Learn about it before you get into it. I was talking to a guy today who told me his kid lost like $2,000 in 30 minutes on GameStop because they didn't know what was happening. I would just be very careful about that, Drew.
Definitely. There's some scary stories out there of people, you know, thinking they're just joining in on the fun, and next thing you know, you lost everything. So don't just jump right in.
Yes.
And Matt, I'll tell you, I actually got on Robinhood because my 19-year-old son was on it and gave us something to talk about. And at one point, he's like, I don't need a job. I'm on Robinhood. And I had to have a big talk with him. So,
you know, I mean, like the finance bros now, I know what they're doing. But for people who ask, as I said, the book that I enjoyed was Random Walk Down Wall Street. I don't recommend Robinhood. I think you should go with a more professional entity. I use TD Ameritrade.
I'm leaving Robinhood. So if that, what? I'm leaving Robinhood to add to your conversation. I'm transferring mine.
Well, the good thing about something like TD Ameritrade is they actually, when you register, they then have somebody call you, and he or she is your personal, like if you have a problem, you can call them. And I've actually called them a couple of times. I actually find that valuable. And there's in like TD Ameritrade has a branch here in Louisville. You could actually go inside if you wanted to. So Robinhood, I feel like everybody involved in that's going to prison at some point. But all right, what are our stupid bets?
All right, we will start. And it's unbelievable how much money is bet on this every year, the coin toss. I read an article that one casino last year after the coin toss, one of the guys in the gambling pit turned to his boss after the coin flip and said, hey, we just lost $38,000, the casino did, on the coin flip.
Jeez. So how do they do it? I mean, are the odds the same? I mean, I would assume they'd be.
Yeah, -105, -105.
Yeah, I mean.
I do it every year and I never win.
Yeah, I'm going to take tails because I've been hearing a lot about these new coins. I think they're weighted upside down. So I'm going to take tails. What about you, Drew?
There's actually a trend in this. I am the degenerate that always bets it, so I read about it every year. And there was a period of time where it was like head six straight years, tails six straight years, head six straight years, tails six straight years. And I think we're back on the heads rotation if you look at the chart. So I'm going with heads.
All right, Jay.
I think I'm going with tails. I don't know if that sounds crazy. 666, like sign of the beast, Drew.
Read about devil worshipers.
No, it's just like the roulette wheel when you look up. I mean, it's all stupid. It's 50-50 shot, but it does have quite a trend in the Super Bowl coin toss.
I think you're making that up. That sounds like the kind of thing that you dreamed, like you did that ghost in your apartment. I just refuse to believe that that's true.
I've been betting it every year.
There is a casino where a gambler's bet $100,000 this year on heads.
Jeez. Like that, I mean, you got to be a certain kind of person to do that. Like the kind of, I was actually having this conversation with somebody the other day. To me, the only form of gambling that's fun is gambling where there's some amount of skill involved, where you can win or lose based on your smart choices. That's why I like stock market, sports, and poker, because all of them, to some extent, your knowledge level matters. I hate gambling that's like slots, where all you do is just say, hey world, did I win? I can't imagine gambling on a coin toss, Drew.
I wouldn't just do it on the street with a stranger. Actually, I might, but I do it particularly for the Super Bowl because it kind of sets the tone. You got 50-something bets going, and that's the first one. And it just gets you in the right mindset if you win, which I never do. Which reminds me, I have to tell the story of the Giants-Patriots Tyree catch year. What year was that?
2003?
Wasn't that far back, but anyway – I made 14 prop bets, including with the coin toss, and went a perfect 0-for-14 and lost every penny I had in college.
Dude, that's pretty bad.
I mean, what are the odds of going 0-for-14 and not with like crazy long shot bets? It was like the spread, the over under, the coin toss.
If it was all 50-50, the odds would be 2 to the 14th power, 1 over that.
I successfully did it.
That is amazing. Well, there's a dude from Middlesboro who used to always play roulette. And his thing was, if he lost, he would just add $5 and double the bet. And he believed that he could do that throughout eternity. And I was like, well, what are you going to do one day when it's like, because, you know, 2, 4, 8, 16, some point you're going to get to an amount of money you're not comfortable with. And he was like, that's never happened before. And I wanted to be like, it's going to happen one day. I guess that day was that way for you.
Yes. Rough day.
Yeah. Who's next?
Well, I'll put out on Twitter.
Hold on, we gotta call him out for the who's next.
Chris in Paintsville. Chris, go ahead. Go ahead, Jay.
I appreciate the call, Matt.
Thank you.
I put on Twitter what our listeners wanted us to answer, and the answer that came up the most was the national anthem. So
I'm for it.
How long will it take for Jasmine Sullivan and Eric Church to sing the national anthem? The over-under is 1:59. Now, I did some research here. Whitney Houston's a jazz singer. I did some research. Whitney Houston's famous rendition of the national anthem at the Super Bowl was just under 2 minutes. I have in front of me the longest and shortest national anthems of the last 15 years. The shortest national anthem last 15 years was Super Bowl 41, Billy Joel, 1:30. The longest was Super Bowl 47, Alicia Keys, 2:35. What a huge difference.
Yeah, so there's two people. And because there's two people, and one of them's a jazz singer. If you've ever heard jazz, you know, they go, and like they added a lot of that stuff. And then Eric Church, he's got to, you know, look all sort of, I don't know, he always looks bothered. He's got to kind of look all with a snarl. And that's going to take a little while. So you combine that, I'm going over for Jasmine and Eric. Double the people, double the anthem.
Again, as a veteran anthem better, although I usually get it wrong, I have a lot of criteria I look for. I think a lot of it comes down to, is the person actually a talented singer? If they are, I think they're going to try to extend it. It's the biggest stage, want to show that off. If they're kind of a manufactured star, can't sing as well, I think they try to rush through it, not get exposed. Sometimes nerves can play into that. How long have they been a star? How long is their career? Decades long? Super Bowl's not going to bother them. If they're just flashing the pan, maybe they just had a couple singles last year, they're new to the Super Bowl, I think they go quick. Nerves get them. In this case, I go back to you with the jazz singer. I think she goes long, but then I have Eric Church, who I don't think can really sing, who might shrink that in.
Whoa.
No. Excuse me. Love Eric for kind of, I'm talking about people that really.
Eric Church can't sing.
No. I mean more like they're just trying to extend their notes as long as they can, like a Whitney Houston type that just really wants to belt the words longer than they need to.
Fired to Eric Church. I guess somebody doesn't like the song Springsteen.
Big, I feel like this is another lawsuit. Right here.
Big Eric Church fan here. Not a slight at him, but I do think he'll try to shorten it a little bit. And for that, I'm going with the under.
But what about Jasmine? She's going to be over there going, beep, beep, bop, bop, beep. Like, what about her? That's,
goes back to the stage is too big. Stage is way too big.
I'm surprised. That's a weird duet to me. Like Eric Church country. I don't really get that. But I'm going over. What about you, Jack?
Well, you know, you all want analytics. I have them. The only other duet in the last 15 years was Super Bowl 40. Aaron Neville and Aretha Franklin.
Hard for them. Yeah.
That was 2:08. So I'm going with you, Matt. If that was 2:08, last duet, I'm going with it.
That worries me though a little bit because those two are very extended notes. Aaron Neville, Aretha Franklin. If they only went 2:08, now I'm a little concerned. Still, I'm taking the over. I know Jasmine Sullivan's got a lot of extensions ready to rock.
All right, next one. And this goes along with your mentioning Super Bowl. What color will the first liquid be poured on the game-winning coach? I guess they weren't allowed to say Gatorade, but.
Of course, this was the famous one that Jerry Lorenzen cheated on, where he called his buddies and found out what color it was and told them to bet on it.
Well, he got it wrong. He looked at the Patriots because it was the Giants. He told them the Patriots side.
Oh, I forgot. Is that right?
Yeah.
He told him. So he was assuming they were going to lose?
Actually, to tell it correctly, I think he told them both, but I believe on their own doing might have leaned Patriots.
That's funny.
Let me give you the numbers. Lime green is +275. Orange +150. Red +225. Clear or water is +700. Blue +800. and purple plus 1,000.
I think I have read that most teams orange for some reason, that like orange is the thing that people use to hydrate. So, and the odds are the lowest. So I'm probably going orange. I feel like this is now, in part because of the Jared story, something that is manipulated and that the market has adjusted to. So I'm taking orange.
You're right. Orange is the most popular. I think that's usually what it turns out to be. But it is my least favorite Gatorade flavor. And we play Tennessee tomorrow. So I'm going to take lemon lime or yellow, green, whatever people like to call it. I call it lemon lime by its actual name.
That's your least favorite flavor?
Orange?
Yeah.
Yeah, part of it's Tin Roof's fault. They have an orange Gatorade shot. It'll, you know, a couple bad nights on those. And you can't even look at one in the convenience store.
Are you... When it comes to Gatorade versus Powerade versus vitamin water, where are you going?
Probably Gatorade there. I can do a Powerade in a pinch, but I always reach for the Gatorade. Vitamin waters, I just don't do very often. I like them, but I never really have them.
I'm very big on vitamin water. The Triple X, the orange and the lemonade, zero calorie. I like those little things. What are they called? The ones that like peach mango. That's what's that? What's that thing? The little, they have the I'm not job describing this.
Come on, get you got this. You got this.
Well, I just want to keep saying they're round, but I think all of these are round. So that doesn't really, anyway,
you don't know this.
I can't remember what they are. What have you got on this, Jay, on Gatorade?
I'm going to go with red just because I think it's going to match Kansas City. And they're going to go. So we're going to go red to match Kansas City's uniforms.
All right. That's interesting. What's the next one?
Well, I have the odds in front of me to who's going to win next year's Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
So obviously Kansas City is 5-1. But I'm going to give you your all's teams, and I want you to give me your thoughts on the bets for your all's teams for next year.
No.
So, no. Well, I've got some really interesting with yours in here in a second. So I'll start with me because Dallas Cowboys 22-1. I have no idea how you could ever pull the trigger on that.
Terrible bet. I'd need like 80-1 to bet the Cowboys. That's a horrible bet.
Yeah,
your thoughts on that?
I mean, I root for the Cowboys, and I wouldn't even consider taking that bet.
So then we've got Drew's team. Tennessee Titans are 28-1 next year to win the Super Bowl.
They're 28?
Okay.
That's a lot.
I'm going to the Titans. Bank. Are
Dallas? How in the world is that? I would bet the Titans before I'd bet Dallas.
I don't think the Titans will win the Super Bowl. I think they will be in contention in the AFC to be in the playoffs and maybe win a few games. But if you're going to give me 28-1, I'll throw a little bit of my hard-earned money at it for funsies, as John Calipari would say.
All right, what are the Bears?
So here's the – what do you think the Bears are?
The Bears should be 45.
Okay. The Bears are 50-1. And I read an article, and it wasn't in The Athletic, but it said – they compared the – what do you think Tampa Bay was at this time last year?
Well, they didn't know they were going to have Brady. So, I mean
– I just read an article. The premise is that the Bears get Deshaun Watson, and they're saying there's a big value in betting the Bears at 50-1, and then if they do sign Deshaun Watson, you might be really ahead of the game here. So what are your thoughts there?
Not a terrible thought, to be honest with you. I actually kind of I can follow that. I don't think they're going to get Deshaun Watson. I had to talk about Deshaun Watson for 4 straight hours last Saturday on ESPN, so I feel like I know everything about that man. But I like the thought process there. What are the Rams?
Let me butt in. I want to tell you about that thought process. I told people to get their national championship bets in before Olivier Saar got eligible. It was much better. And look where that got us. So you can have your Deshaun Watson dreams.
Yeah. What's the Rams?
Yeah, so obviously the Chiefs 5-1, like I said, there's 4 teams in second at 12-1. And that's the Bills, Packers, Buccaneers, and Rams.
Oh, see, I don't like them at 12-1. I thought I was going to get like a, I thought I was going to get some value there.
And they lost Liam Cohen.
Yeah, I just liked having Stafford. I thought that was an upgrade. So to me, okay, so to me, the AFC is too good. So I'm going to have to pick a team in the NFC because I think that's my best chance at value. What are the Seahawks?
20-1.
Yeah, I don't love any of those, but I might do the Seahawks at 20 because he's, you know, the quarterback's good enough. To me, you can't pick a team unless the quarterback's really good. And in the NFC, the quarterbacks next year that'll be good will be Brady, Rodgers, and who else? I mean, like, you know, I like the idea of maybe using Russell Wilson there, Drew.
Yeah, I could kind of get behind that. I just really overall in all sports hate the long-term futures bets. For one, I feel like whatever shady website I'm on could just collapse and I would never hear from them again and I would never see the bet through. And it's just, I don't have the patience really, but I could dabble on the Titans at 28-1.
I also think there's a decent chance I would forget I made the bet. And so win or lose, I would never even know. So.
There are bets on other websites that say, like, will we land on the moon or on Mars by 2028? And I'm like, are you still going to be here in 2028 for me to be like, oh, not yet?
Well, just for the record, I cashed a pretty solid 14-1 for Joe Biden that I did right before the South Carolina primary. So that was the only long-term future I've ever won, and I felt good about it. Three more. Let's do three more, Jay, and call it a night.
All right. Well, one thing I had written down to ask you, I read an article, and I'm sure this is going to get your ire. There's an article here in Louisville about how many people are driving across the bridge to bet on apps. They say it's unbelievable. You'll see three guys, and they have their phone, and they're betting. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous. The fact that we don't have – I can go off on it all day. The only thing that I don't have an opinion, or I'll decide when the bill comes up. All of the boarded Indiana because they all.
I feel like we didn't hear a word that just said, and that happened last time he did a rant.
What is happening? Somebody.
What was that?
That but me.
It sounds like a spaceship is landing in someone's room.
Who is that? Is that you?
I think my wife's vacuuming upstairs.
Pretty loud. Your wife is vacuuming at a high, high rate. All right. Once again, let's do two or three more picks, and then we'll get it run.
Is there anything that you want me to look up that you're interested in betting?
Is there anything that's associated with Andy Reid, either his mustache or his anything like that?
I was going to bring up, this is the rare opportunity to talk a basketball bet because normally we're not able to do it. They come out just the night before, but we have a Tennessee UK line for tomorrow.
Let's go for it. What's the line?
3. Tennessee.
I would not bet it. If you made me bet it, Drew, I'd probably bet Tennessee.
That is my exact response. I would never in my life do that, especially with it being Tennessee. But if I have to pick no money on the line, I think the Vols would cover that.
Jay?
Well, we know I don't bet on or against UK, but I'll tell you what I would have done all year is bet the under in UK games. I mean, they just cannot score.
Yes, but now, Cal has realized he needs to recruit shooters. So I think everything's about to change.
About tomorrow?
Probably about tomorrow. Michael Mulder's coming back for a big game.
So Matt, some of our listeners reached out on Twitter and asked some questions. And one of the questions keeps coming up is why don't we do basketball? And I'll just say this, basketball spreads don't come out quickly enough. So it's almost impossible to do a show like that. Another person asked, when do you think, Matt, that Joe Burrow will lead the Cincinnati Bengals to a Super Bowl?
Never. I mean, not, no offense to Joe Burrow. It's just like, if I'm being more likely than not, He never will. I think he's really good. But, like, think of how many quarterbacks are in the AFC. He's going to have Mahomes, Lamar, and Josh Allen in the league. Justin Herbert is in the AFC too. Like, he's going to have all these guys. So even if he's really good, the chances are still low of a Super Bowl. So I would definitely take the never on that.
I'll go never on winning the division.
Oh, damn.
And I like Joe Burrow, and I actually don't even dislike the Bengals. I just don't trust that organization to give him the pieces he needs.
I mean, that's another good point. That's maybe the hardest division in football. Right. Like, I mean, like, everybody's good in that division. So, yeah, so I would not feel confident about it.
I kind of agree with Drew there. And, you know, for next year, the Steelers were 33-1, which I thought wasn't terrible. I don't know how the Steelers are 33-1 and the Cowboys are 22-1, but whatever.
That's amazing. The Steelers are really 33-1. That feels crazy. Actually, that might be the one I would bet. 33-1.
I'll tell you what, wrapping this up, what would you consider possibly your best bet for the Super Bowl? And I will say this, one thing I wrote down is be a little careful with the player props, because you've got, they're saying Ronald Jones, Antonio Brown, and Sammy Watkins are all back. So that's going to eat into some other people's yards if all those players are back.
Yeah, for me, the easiest bet is the Chiefs to cover. I think the Chiefs win. I think the Chiefs are going to win by a decent amount. I think it's probably a 10-point victory. So I will probably put a significant amount of money on the Chiefs and go that way.
Yeah, as I said, I've already written my check for the Chiefs -3, so I'm in big for that. And then I need Fournette to catch 4 passes, and I will be a happy man.
Can I give you, by the way, I'm just saying moment?
Have at it.
I'm saying that there's a chance the governor might soon allow internet poker, but I'm not saying there's not. Just keep that in mind over the course of the next. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm also not saying it's not going to happen. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, that got me all fired up, baby. I like it. Well, the bet I have to make is I bet I better get my wife a more silent vacuum that doesn't sound like a spaceship. But
I can tell you that is not a Roomba. That is a much bigger contraption.
I think I'm going to stick with my under 10.5 in the first quarter. I really like that. I think it's a good bet. And I'm actually going to do tomorrow what you just said, Matt. I'm going to take the over in the third quarter.
All right, so we'll probably hear from us next. We might pick conference tournaments, the week of the conference tournaments, and sort of maybe pick the winners. It'll be the weirdest conference tournament week probably ever. So we'll pick them. I think maybe we'll head for that. Guys, it was fun. Thank you all for being with us all year, and we'll do some conference tournament, NCAA tournament. We'll see you then on the Free Money podcast.